Blog Talk Radio.
Don't you let nothing stand.
nothing but three words. Tell this nation what we are talking about. They all need words. You don't need to have a great vocabulary to utter. You don't need to have a philosophical bent to grasp. They are three little words. We want to let the world know that these words describe what we mean and what we are determined to do about racial injustice. One is the word all. We don't want some of our rights. We don't want a few token handouts here and there. We want all of our rights. There are some people who say that we need to go back to Africa. And then there are some others who tell people in the South, leave the South. You can't be free, so get out. But down in Alabama and Mississippi and Georgia, South Carolina, we are saying something else. We want all of our rights, and we want all of our rights here in Alabama and Mississippi and South Carolina. Then there's a third word, which is the word now. We're not willing to wait 100 years for our rights. No, we are not willing to wait another 25 years for our rights. We can hear voices telling us to slow up. We can hear voices telling us to cool up. Our only answer in conversation turn must be that we have cooled off too long, and if we keep cooling off, we'll end up in a deep freeze. We must go on and say, no, what we are saying to this nation is that we want all of our rights. We want them here, and we want all of them not next year, not next week, but we want them now, at this hour. This is what we're saying.
What your life can truly be. Shining star for you to see. What your life can truly be.
Well, well, it is Friday night. It is the Black Business Billionaires Network Club. Keep saying that 10 times. Black Business Billionaires Network Club. Black Business Billionaires Network Club. No, I'm not going to say it 10 times for y'all. Y'all have to say it. But it's Friday night, the Black Business y'all got me messed up. The Black Business Billionaires Network Club. And we are here tonight with some exciting show news and information. We're going to have our brother right there from North Carolina, stretching out to Ghana, Africa, with the anointed hands, doing so many wonderful things, developing commerce and business, supporting the villages in Ghana and helping the people get jobs. And he has some fantastic, very usable products that are necessary for you, for your internal cleansing and blood cleansing and your digestive system and just like a colon cleansing and just a natural cleansing, and products for your hair, for your skin, for bathing, ointments and oh man, you got so many fantastic things. And then we're gonna have our sister Mrs. Tiki Williams, who has the National Housing Fair, which is Nationwide Housing Fair, and they're going to have a webinar tomorrow on Saturday between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m., and you can talk about buying, selling, and renting and investing in real estate. And you can find out if you're pre-qualified. They're going to have banks and mortgages. They're going to have pre-qualification. They're going to have information on purchasing a home for the first time, all the incentives, how to get a FHA loan, and how to get governmental support, and how can you qualify. If you're not qualified now, how can you get qualified? So we're going to have Mrs. Tiki Williams. She's coming on to talk about property, real estate, and the great opportunities that's available to us. Okay, in the news, I'm watching this video little girl, 9 years old, sweet little nice girl, 9 years old. She happened to be European, Caucasian, white, whatever. And she's singing her little letter to the school board of Minnesota. She said to them, I feel you failed me because when I walk down my school halls, I see Black Lives Matter posters and I see a poster stating Black Lives Matter and black people should be given this opportunity and these rights. And she said she marched down to the principal's office and she nicely said to him, take those posters down because you told me there's no politicking in school. There's no bias. There is no movements. There's no political, social things done in school. And I want you to take the posters down. Well, little girl there, she found out that weeks later, a month or so, the poster was not taken down. So she decided to go to the school board, and she decided to write this letter and read it to them at the ripe old age of 9 years old. And she's saying to them, you let me down, you hurt me, you put me in a predicament with my friends who are black, Chinese, Spanish, English, white. She has a multitude of friends of all colors and all languages in her school, and she loves her friends. She have a good time with them. They eat lunch together, and they play together, and they give her chocolate candies and whatnot, and she's have a good old time with them, and she does not want the school to destroy her friendships. And she said it doesn't matter what color, what skin, what language they speak. She loves all of her friends, and they all have a wonderful time together. And she wants those posters taken down because she feels it's fragmentation towards her relationships with her friends and is causing difficulties in her school system. I agree. That's a good way of saying that. I agree with her because, you know, to put posters up and to ask children at that age to understand movements and political, economic, social movements and conditions of black people is a little difficult at that age, especially when there is a tremendous movement in this country to destroy black history in this country, African-American history, African history, the history of America by alienating black history from the books, by totally canceling black history altogether, totally not adjusting the curriculum in the school system towards studies of black people in this country, which is American history as it is. And they have something called now, the word they're using is critical race. Black history in America has turned into critical race theory. The 1619 Project, which was a project to educate people on the history of black people in this country, how we got here, what the conditions and experience we had, and it was going to be included in the curriculum of the elementary, junior high schools and high schools. And Mr. DeSantis there, the governor of Florida, he has made it illegal to teach what they're calling now as a code word, as a way of resentment of black history. They're calling it critical race theory, and they said this critical race theory, it bashes white people and make white people feel guilty, make white children feel ashamed of their color. Well, if you have educated them properly in the beginning, if the curriculum and the academics in the school system was properly written, if you would tell the truth, we wouldn't have these difficulties right now. You wouldn't have these problems. But there we talk again about identical crisis. America's having an identical crisis because it's trying to hide something that cannot be hidden. So you cannot put Black Lives Matter posters all over the school and not educate the kids on how we got here. And so I agree with the little young girl. Teach her and make her understand how we got here. Then you place the posters so she can have a good understanding. So they got this term called critical race theory. That's what black history in America has come to, a critical race theory, which is a concept, they say, against them. When the 16 Project came out, and primarily that was an academic ability to teach black history, history as American, as it occurred in America, just happened to be black people experiencing it. When we come, African people, African-American people, whatever, they were going to tell the whole story of history. And the 1619 Project going to bring everybody up to speed so we can all understand what happened. Well, the government decided under Trump, they're going to come out with the 1776 Project, which totally annihilated, eliminated, and destroyed 1619 Project. It's still in the running. It's not dead yet. The 1619 Project is still in the running. It's not dead yet. They're still trying to kill it, but it's still being fought for. But it's time that we challenge the school system. We challenge the curriculum in our school system from elementary to junior high school to high school and college and universities. We have to challenge this dismissal of African-American history in the books, in the curriculum. It's a part of what transpired, what make America what it is today, and it's a damn shame that they're not teaching it correctly. So now this little girl, she comes on now with an opportunity to understand the differences and the confusion that's going on, but she does not understand because the fact of the matter is she have not been educated properly because they want to annihilate anything to do with black history and they want to get rid of the 1619 Project and they're trying to push this critical race theory as illegal. And state governors are starting to eliminate the 1619 Project and coming up with the 1776 Project, and it's a mess. It's a total mess, and our children are the victims of this mess. So we must fight and make sure we educate everyone properly. We must fight so that people can understand why things occur. And now what I'm going to do right now, and that was just some current events that's going on in America, and my brother, my sister, let's fight together to make sure the history is taught properly. Every school district, every school system, every chancellor, every Department of Education in the federal government, we must let them know that it's a time to tell, to have corrected history and corrected information. Okay, we're going to bring on the man himself. We'll give him nice Black Business Billionaires Network Club welcome. Our brother, Mr. Stuart Fields from Anointed Hands. And let's give him a nice warm we're going to give him a nice warm hand and bring him in.
Hello. Hello. How you doing, Grandpa? How you doing?
Okay.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you nice and clearly. The people were getting tired there. I had to push them to get them to clap their hands and make sure they give you a nice warm welcome. Well, brother, what is your take on this critical race theory, black history being unwritten in the curriculum of the school system?
Hey, brother, I'm glad that you actually asked me because I was going to jump in anyway. All right, so first off, I was going to touch on it anyway, but first off, with this critical race theory, I'm not even using that term because whenever you ask somebody, what do critical race theory mean, they can't give you a straight definition. So basically, they have identified a term for the liberals and the conservatives to debate over something that really is just useless. The definition for critical race theory asks them to tell you what it means. They can't tell you a straight definition of what it means. It's just babble. It's just, I'm white and I say so. Like, so since we're talking about history, I just wanted to talk about something. Because the white race didn't come into being until the 17th century as a term. Prior to the 17th century, nobody went around and classified the race as a white race. There was no such thing as a white race prior to the 17th century. They came up with this after the 17th century. In the 17th century, they came up with the term white race, and it has been adopted. So now, in 2021, we hear white race, we think it's an old term. It's not an old term. It's fairly new. When it comes to educating our children, the problem is we expect the conquerors or we expect the enslavers to teach our children. We beyond that now. It's time for us to teach our children. If your kids only learn when they go to school, as a parent, you are failing your children. Because there's certain values, cultures, and certain stances that we're going to teach our children ourselves that we need to teach and instill in them at home prior to going to school. So I don't expect the European educational system to teach my children true history. That's my job. We have to take that responsibility ourselves and teach our children the true history ourselves, because they call it his story, right? His story. So when someone else is teaching your story or his story, they're going to slight it a certain way. That's why we must teach our story, meaning we teach our history to our kids ourselves. And now as far as the public schools, even though we pay taxes, public schools, but we just can't expect them to do something that we should do ourselves, right? So with that, I'm a big proponent. I'm a very big proponent of teaching our children ourselves. To be honest, like when I went to school, I learned more once I got out of school than I learned in school pertaining to African history and African American history. Not only African American history and African history, also economics. I learned more out of school about economics and credit and the difference in my FICO score, right? And the difference in a regular loan and a fixed loan. Like, I learned all this stuff after I got out of school. I learned the difference in interest and compound interest. I learned all this after I graduated from high school. They didn't teach me this in school, right? So in my personal opinion, and I'm going to be straight up honest with everybody, the educational system is done in America because they don't need to work first no more. See, prior to where we at now, America needed a workforce to work. So therefore, they wanted you to go to school, get your degree, go to college, get in debt, and then join this workforce. Well, we're living in a time now where they don't need our work. They don't need us in the workforce no more. Technology and AI is here. Jobs are leaving. So they're not going to educate our children. They are going to phase out education if we let them, because they don't need the workforce no more. And this is why we must plan ahead and we must start thinking ahead. Therefore, as far as teaching my kids, I teach them at home. Yeah, they go to school. They learn the bull jump. They teach them at school. Yeah, but I tell them the real history, and I make sure I learn it because I want them to learn it from me, because I'm going to tell them our story. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. So as far as this critical race theory, there's a bunch of baloney. It's a bunch of baloney. You know what I'm saying? We can't expect them to teach our children the true history, because when you look at the history, what they've been teaching, they're still teaching us that Christopher Columbus found a place that people was at. How can you find a place that people was at? Anyway, the educational system at which they're teaching us, anywhere they're teaching us lies. So how can we expect them to move forward and start teaching the truth when everything in the educational system is based off a lie? You get what I'm saying? Like, when you think about it in all actuality, they teach you to remember in school. They teach you words, and who is the good remember? Who can remember how to spell words? Who can remember 2 + 2? But they don't teach you nothing to apply in life. And see, education is supposed to prepare you to be a human, to be an adult. And when you prepare somebody to be an adult, you have to know the functions of being an adult and living in a society where you have to make money. School don't teach you that. School only teaches us to get a job and work for somebody else. They don't need us no more. So by them not needing us no more, they're planning on phasing school out. This is where they're headed with this. And I'm sorry I went that way, but I'm going to be straight up with people. This is where they're headed. This COVID-19 has gave them the perfect cover. The perfect cover to give us digital school now, to have us doing school where you're no longer in the classroom, you're at home. So now once you have digitalized school and kids are at home, we see how that is turning out right now. We see how that is turning out as far as the children, and the violence is up right now because a lot of these children, parents have been working at 9 to 5. These kids have been home. They have not been doing the digital education. They've been in the streets. So we have to start taking responsibility as parents, as black parents, for our children. We have gotten lazy. We have been dependent on our educational system to do the job that we should have been doing our first place. And now the roosters are coming home. Because now we are seeing with this coronavirus and this last couple year, a year and a half with this school, we see what's going on. Like where I stand, we having shoots out, kids shooting every week at each other now. These are young kids, 14, 15, 16, because their parents, when they're supposed to be in school, the parents are working. The parents ain't home with these kids. So they have created a bad environment. And now we have to take control. And I'm sorry I went this way with it, but this is what we need to hear. We need to hear the honest truth. Don't expect them, our educational system, to teach our children our history. They're not going to do it. And actually, as parents, we are lazy when we expect that. Regardless of what we're paying them, we need to teach them that ourselves. You don't hear the Chinese people. You don't hear the Chinese complaining about the educational system because they teach their children values at home. They teach their children economics at home. So they don't care about what they learn at school because they're training their kids. You go to the Chinese restaurant. You see them with their children in the restaurant. You see them having their children run the register. You see them incorporating their children into the business. So they're growing with it. So they're being a part of it. Not only are they teaching them, they're experiencing it. We don't do that. See, we have to stop depending. We don't need no more depending. We got to do for self, man. And I'm sorry that's where I went, brother, but
brother. Listen. We want to give you a nice Black Business Billionaire Network Club hand. You make me want to preach. Oh, man, that was great, brother. That was great. Now, while you were talking, Sister Michelle Davidson from Oakland, California, she wants to ask you, she has 3 children, ages 8, 12, and 14 in the Oakland school system, and she said that she has been teaching her kids at home African-American, black history as well. And when her kids go to school and there's history questions and whatnot, and her kids come up with the correct answer, which is what she's been teaching them, the school write her letters, and she goes to teacher-parent meetings on reference to her kids, and they're trying to say that her kids are not doing what they're supposed to do in terms of the schoolwork. And they're not submitting homework, which is pertaining to what they're trying to teach and the curriculum that they're trying to offer. And so she's finding herself in a battle with the school system and the school itself. And she want to know from you, how can she resolve that issue? Because she's been trying to gather with other parents of color, and she's been trying to get them to go to PTA meetings and go to school board meetings with her and discuss with the chancellor and the head of the school board and the PTA and et cetera, to ask them to look into the curriculum and stop making her children feel like they are talking about something strange. How does she effectively continue to teach her children without having conflict with the school system?
The first thing I would tell, I would commend the queen on what she's doing. I commend her on what she's doing. And the first thing I would tell her to do is try to reach out with Dr. Umar Johnson. Dr. Umar Johnson has a program where he is with kids and dealing with school, even though it's psychology, but I think it pertains to what's going on. And he has parent-teacher meetings and getting parents more involved in with the school. What I would say, though, is I would sit my children down. I would sit my children down and let them understand that, listen, you have to learn this baloney that they're teaching you, but don't let it confuse you.
Heavy. Did we miss you here? Did I lose you? I think, yeah, I did lost you at that point. Brother was making some wonderful points there, and there were some technicalities, and as soon as he comes back, we'll bring him on. Okay.
Hello, brother.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We got you back on. We got you back on.
I don't know what happened. I guess the ancestors is telling me to shut up. Well,
no, brother, you were giving some vital information because sister is at a critical position right now, because she's trying to get back up. You know, she wants other parents of color to try to step in with her, and you know, get enough of them to go to the boards and the chancellor and the school department to try to straighten this out. She's tired of her kids being told that they are not bringing the correct information. And, you know, she's having a hard time. So you go right ahead, brother. Give instructions to your sister, Queen, what she needs to do.
Yeah, what I would tell you, Queen, is just sit your children down. You have to sit them down and make them understand that they have to learn that baloney. Even though they may have to answer a question that they know is wrong according to what they teach, but to get to pass – unless you're prepared just to take them out of the school system and do homeschooling and just let them take the ACT test, let them take the SAT themselves and just be like, forget the school system. Unless you're prepared to go that route, the only next step is to tell them to understand, listen, this is what it is. Tell them, be straight up with your children, let them, this is what it is. They're going to teach you this baloney. You have to answer it on the test. But don't let it confuse you from knowing that you're just doing this. And it's sad. It's really sad that you have to tell your children this. But in this system that we're in right now, this is what we have to do unless we're just going to pull our children out. As far as the PTA meetings, listen, it's horrible. I'm involved in my kids when it comes to school. So when I go to the PTA meeting, you have all these parents that are fuss on social media. They'll go on Facebook and they'll make all these posts about the school system and what they not doing and how they treating and how they teaching. But when you try to get these same people to come to a meeting, it's like pulling teeth. Don't nobody want to show up. And it's a sad situation because it's our children that's being affected. And to be honest, I do not know how to solve that problem. That's something I've been trying to solve for 10 years. And it's just hard to get people to say, you know what, I'm going to get involved. And then when you get some that get involved, they don't want to ruffle no feathers. They just want to get alone, to be alone, to get alone. They don't want to stand for nothing. So we're in a bad situation. So the only thing, I commend the Queen. I tell you, keep raising, keep teaching your children, sister, but just let them understand that they in the matrix. And they got to know what's real from fake, and they got to know what they have to do just to pass these grades, just to keep it moving, so they can keep them in school, right, so they can finally get past it. Or just pull them out, or pull them out and find you a charter school. A lot of charter schools are a little bit better. I ain't going to say they're better. They're a little bit better. Or find you some independent schools. If you can't afford to, if you're in that situation, you just got to sit them down and talk to them. And, you know, hopefully they understand what's going on. But brother, it's terrible as far as our educational system is.
Yes.
And how we and how we have to basically tell our children to lie in a test just to pass instead of being honest with the truth. You see the conundrum.
Well, I'll tell you, brother. I'll tell you this a little experience I had, if I may. 1976, my kids in school. Obviously the same scenario, the academic, the curriculum is incorrect. Now, I had a personal experience. I'm going to say it very quickly and make it short, and then I'll bring it up to my children. I started college when I was 15 years old, right? So I'm learning and learning history and all this stuff. And so I go to do a paper, and I went into the library to get some books to read. And I saw a sign said American history, right? And I saw another sign said Black American history. So it intrigued me that we all live here in the same country, and history is supposed to be history. So it intrigued me that we had these two sets of histories. So I went and I got a Black American history book and I got an American history book, and I took a date and time and event, and I started to write a paper on it, and I submitted it to my teacher. Long story short, she told me if I continue to bring her this mess, she will fail me. I went to my parents. I told my parents what happened, and my parents was of the mindset, you have to get this degree, you have to complete the studies, you go ahead and do what she tells you to do, but you know what the situation is. And so I continue to do what they told me to do, as like you said, brother, to get through the system and to get degrees or whatever it was that I was supposed to do. Now, coming up to my children would be miseducated in Connecticut. And I'm sorry, New York. We started in New York before we moved to Connecticut. My children was being miseducated in New York, and, you know, there was no teachings of true history as things transpired, as we know things are. And me and several parents, probably about 200 or 300 parents, we got together from different boroughs of New York City, and we went up to Albany and asked the chancellor of the state to change the curriculum, inclusionary curriculum of inclusion, we called it. And they said, yeah, you know what, you guys are right, we'll do that. That sounds great. And we was excited. We've written some historical facts, and some of us, some people were historians and things of that sort. You know, I had just got my license to practice psychology. And so we were all there together. We got together and we've written up this provision of academics for the state chancellor of New York. And brother, what we got back is, oh, you know what? Johnny has two mommies, but that's a family. Betty has two daddies, but that's a family. John has only his mommy. That's a family. John and Mary and Sue are adopted, and that's a family, and so forth and so on. That's what they came back with. That's the best that they could do. Had nothing to do with the provisions that we had rewritten and submitted. So you're right, brother. It's a challenge. Damn if you do, damn if you don't. You bring people with you. You do right curriculum for them. You try to give historical facts and figures and explain why it's so historically important that we tell the truth. We can see now. One thing we can say, brother, we can definitely see the dysfunctionality of the society because of miseducation, not only miseducation of the Black man, but miseducation of the American man, miseducation of everybody, and we're in a ball of confusion. The lie shall not overcome the truth. You can't kill the truth. The truth must be told. Howsoever and whensoever it get done, it got to be told, people. So, you know, we got to hang on and hang on and keep fighting and keep fighting until we can get something done. And you're right. I'm gonna. You know, our brother is here, the man himself, the host with the most knowledgeable man I've ever met. And when I get up to his age, I want to knock on his door because he's a great, great, great brother. And I'm talking about the brother himself, Mr. Shalik Reed. Let's give him that nice hand. Y'all know y'all better stand up and give him a hand.
Stay right here.
What's up? Yo, first of all, I want to thank everybody from the Neo Nation. Thank you, Dr. Robinson, man, for just allowing me this opportunity. I heard Mr. Stuart Phil from Anointed Hands, that Bogota drink, man, listen. Brother's been, yo, listen, they got a crazy buzz right here in New York City, man. The Bogota is off the hook, man. It's off the chain. Matter of fact, I got people right now that I'm networking with, and they want to basically be a part of that multi-level marketing program that basically is open to the public. Yeah, I told them that. I said, contact Anointed Hands and speak to Mr. Fields, and he'll explain more about the multi-level marketing program that will be open to for individuals to receive some type of residual income or commissions for selling the product. I'm right now speaking to a brother named Al who is interested in the Black Business Billionaire Network, just to me on how he has a business proposal and he would like to be a part of the program in terms of getting his business off the ground. And he's now give me 1 second. First, let me finish giving the shout out to all the viewers and all the listeners that are tuning in to Blog Talk Radio / Neo Nation. I want to say thank you to all the men and women who are supportive of this program and this show. It's a great opportunity for everybody to just be on board to the My Project Neo Reparations Program. Also, the Tron Case program that allows an individual to receive an economic opportunity. You can tune in on Saturdays to Gregory Hall's financial program, where he'll be able to assist individuals on how they can make the best investment out of their dollar. I just want to say thank you. Shout out to Mr. Jaquan Diaz. Shout out to Dr. Winborn. Shout out to Mr. Gregory Hall. Shout out to you, Dr. Robinson. Man, you are a great inspiration and a motivation. I just wanted to
man.
Say,
you're gonna make
right
an old
here.
Man cry now. Watch it, make an old man cry.
Don't cry now. Don't cry. Listen, I keep forgetting her name, man. Coach, help me out.
Morale, Coach Morale. Yes. Yes, Coach Morale.
Morale. Tune in to Wednesdays so you can listen to Coach Morale, where she gives you so many therapeutic tips on how to keep the family structure together, and also, man, to the proper way of healing.
And check this out. I'm glad you said that. Check this out. Sharon Steele.
Yes,
let's give a good great hand to Sharon Steele. Sharon Steele did it big time.
Sharon
I want
Steele,
everybody
that's
to
right.
Know what
ah!
Sharon Steele did.
That's right. Sharon Steele, we got to get the shout out. That's right. And that deals with the black girl,
yes.
The black. Go ahead.
Yeah, the girlfriends, the business girlfriends network. And guess what she did, brother? Sharon Steele, y'all, got her a television show. I saw a poster in downtown D.C. It was up on a building. I'm going to send it to you, brother Shalik. She got got two posters, big posters like in Manhattan where they got the skyline and the advertisement. Sharon got two big posters listed. The Sharon Steele Talk Show. Sharon Steele, girl, and I know she's listening. You're doing it big, girl. You don't got high cotton. I said, now I know what high cotton means. And she's just doing a fantastic job. She has a talk show for black women who want to develop themselves in business, black women who want to go from welfare to a millionaire. And I tell you something, sisters, you got to start somewhere. Sharon Steele is a good place to start. Shout out to Sister Sharon Steele. We want y'all to check out her television program. And you can find it on BET. You can find it on Netflix. You can find it on all the networks, Sharon Steele Talk Show. And so I told Sharon, watch out, Oprah. Sharon Steele is on her way.
That's
so
right,
we're going to give a nice shout out to Sharon Steele.
Shout out to Sharon Steele, man. And Sharon Steele, man, I'm so happy to hear sisters that are basically, man, and, you know, women empowerment, man, especially black women empowerment, that's very important, man. She's setting the trend for young black girls, female women, black women, women empowerment. So definitely Sharon Steele, man. I got to tip my hat to Sharon Steele. And definitely, like I said, Reap More Network. You can tune in on Saturday nights from 7 to 9, Blog Talk Radio / Neo Nation with Gregory Hall. Tune in and Reap More Network. But here
amen,
it is.
Amen, amen. Guess what, brother? Guess what? You talked him up. Gregory Hall is here. Let's give him a nice welcome.
Hold on. Can I just brief for a moment?
Yes.
Can I just,
yes. Go right ahead. Hold on, Gregory.
The brother right here, name is Al. He wants to introduce himself and let you know that basically to let all the listeners know that he's inspired by this radio station and that he wants to just share a brief moment to say that how he would like to receive or get in on the investment opportunity of the Black Shark Tank. Here goes the brother named Al. Introduce yourself, brother.
It's a pleasure. I want to thank everybody for giving me the opportunity to come out here and just talk to y'all for a second. black love, black inspiration. You know, that's
thank you so much. We appreciate you as well.
No, thank you very much. Shout out to my big bro, Shah. Shout out to my bro, Ja Banks. We're here today for his birthday video. But again, I want to be able to just say thank you again for talking about black love, continuing to talk about black inspirations, black businesses. Most part around a business where I educated the youth on being able to stand up for themselves. We worked through poetry, but it was more about being able to vocalize all their passions, their dreams, regardless of state, whether it's on the athletic field, the classroom, whether they want to be businessmen, being strong, independent individuals. Regardless, I just love the message you guys are spreading, the message you're giving them to our neighborhoods, to our communities, especially in this day and age. Thank you again. I appreciate the opportunity, and I definitely look forward to continuing to work with you guys.
Thank you, brother. And don't feel ashamed to take the number down, call the office. Okay. I'm going to introduce you to the Black Shark Tank, get you what you need, and move forward as we look forward to helping your business grow so that we can get jobs for our young people in our communities, because we know the small mom and pop shops really, what my grandson said, got it popping, got it going on, and y'all doing such a wonderful job, brother, and I want to just give you love for what you're doing, and as you stretch your hands out to the community and help the community develop. As you develop your business, the community will develop, because some young person going to see you and say, wow, look what he's doing. I want to be like him. So all the love to you, my brother, and keep on with the good work. And Shah got my number. Anytime you want to call me, and we can talk about how to get you what you need to keep your business going. And God bless you and your family.
God bless you too, my brother. Anything I can do to help you guys, I'll definitely reach out. Thank you again, brother.
Thank you so much. We appreciate that.
So, yes, we are here today, and I'm just going to
go
be
right
brief.
Ahead,
I'm going to hand the mic over to you because I know I just want to just say that I'm not
here. I wanted you to introduce Mr. Gregory Hall, and you and him talk about what he's doing tomorrow on the show and what's happening in his situation.
Oh, excellent. So right now I would like to introduce everyone to Gregory Hall, who is also the professor of finance of Blog Talk Radio / Neo Nation, and he's a financial mentor, financial expert, and him and I are going to discuss the opportunities, job opportunities that are available and that are lucrative and that is accessible to the community and that they are on their way. So introducing right now is a special guest, which we all know, Mr. Gregory Hall from Reap More Network. So everybody, just give it up for Mr. Gregory Hall, speaker in the house. Thank y'all. All right. Mr. Hall, how's it going, Mr. Hall?
Great. Going very, very good. And
your speaker is a little bit low right now. I guess it's my phone. I'm not sure. Maybe it's because I'm outside, but the phone where you're speaking is kind of low right now. Is there any way we can adjust it?
Well, all I can do is try to speak up a little louder because I feel like I got the phone right next to my mouth and I got the volume turned up all the way.
Okay.
But it sounds
better. Thank you.
All right. So many exciting things are happening. Basically, with the job opportunity, we're kind of revamping it. And what we're going to be doing is we're going to be working the job part will basically be getting persons to build a downline, to get paid, as I call it, to build infrastructure. So we're going to be working with Mr. John Marks. As you know, you may have heard his name. He's involved in the Clicksters project. But I want to add on to the funds that are available for that. And basically, that'll be the first half of what we call job opportunity, getting paid to build infrastructure. People do not realize the power of having infrastructure, which, you know, the other translation is a downline. You can call it what you want, but it works. It is great economics. It's a way that a person can start very small and work their way up the financial ladder. So this this is what we, as they say, we're going to call it job opportunity. But and what will happen is you will get, once you finish the job part, then the opportunity part kicks in where you will be given like a free course of some kind. And I'm checking out some different courses, as opposed to just giving you, having you maybe, as Shalika and I were doing, we were doing posting back and forth. I think the ability to learn of specific skills, internet skills, might be more valuable, and it's definitely more cost effective. But we'll, you know, talk about that more tomorrow on my show. Let's get it together and read more. But I do want to share with the audience this Tron case thing. The interest is going up and up and up, and we really, family, need to get in on this. I don't know if Mr. Brother Fields is still on the line. I texted him the other day, and the interest rate is now 2.5% a day. All right, and this program is not based upon if you put in $10,000, you're going to get – no, no, no. If you put in $5, you get the same rate as a person who put in $500. So this can make a tremendous, tremendous difference in your financial future if you can get these high rates of interest. And then, of course, this is a crypto opportunity based on a coin called Tron, which is the 19th most popular coin out of 10,000 coins. This is number 19. It's paying 2.5% interest, and it has an affiliate program. An affiliate program is getting compensated for sharing it with other people, and it's 11 levels deep, starting out at 7%. So anyone you share it with, you get 7% of whether, you know, every time they make a donation, a deposit, you get 7%. And, you know, of course, it goes down 11 levels. That's really where the real money is, as you share it with people who share it with people. I am pushing building of downlines, building of infrastructure. A lot of people have made the intellectual mistake of, oh, that's a pyramid. A pyramidal structure is a great thing. All right, doesn't have to be a pyramid scheme, but a pyramidal structure is very good, because if you were in business, you would want people to tell people to tell, you know, tell others about your business, who tell others about your business. So don't get it mixed up. Don't get, as they say, don't get it twisted. It's really, really a good thing, and we're going to be elaborating on the potentials. But jump in troncase.io. Check it out. All right, troncase.io. Get all the information, and we'll tell you the particulars. You know, I'll go into, you know, more detail on tomorrow. Thank you for this, and let's get it together.
Can I add in something about Tron Case that the brother was talking about?
Sure.
Yeah, what's up, hey, I just wanted to tell y'all about Tron Case. Tron, because I deal with crypto. So Tron is a very good crypto. If you know anything about cryptocurrency, Ethereum is what we consider the future. Well, Tron is just like Ethereum, but it's on the Tron network. So any smart contract that is ran on Ethereum can be ran on Tron. Tron is twice as fast as Ethereum, and is at least 1,000% cheaper than Ethereum. Tron is a very good cryptocurrency, family. I've been investing and dealing with Tron for a long time. It's just that I didn't know about Tron Case. And he's right. They are paying 2.5% interest a day. 2.5% interest a day on your Tron, family. So I just wanted to add that in. But if you don't know anything about crypto, know that Tron is a very good protocol. It's just that a lot of people do not like Justin Su. That's the owner of Tron, because he's very cocky. But other than that, it's a great platform. And I'll just mute my mic.
Oh, brother, thank you so much. But don't move your mic, Mr. Fields, because I want Brother Shalik to talk to you about that new networking system that you're involving in, and we'll get more clarity on that.
Right, and matter of fact, I just want to just briefly the audience for a moment, just before we even get into that, for everyone who tunes into Facebook, please tune into Anointed Hands, where there's a big discussion dealing with digital currency pertaining to Tron case, where the featured guests on Anointed Hands platform, there's an actual discussion, a financial discussion that takes place between Stuart Fills featuring Mr. Gregory Hall and the Reap More Network that discusses the Tron case investment opportunity. So please, for those who are tuning in, if you're tuning in to Facebook, be sure to log in to the tape recorded conversation on Anointed. It's on Anointed, located on Anointed Hands live stream, where it's a conversation featuring Gregory Hall with Reap More Network that discusses the Tron case network job opportunity. So I just wanted to remind all of the listeners and the viewers out there, especially for those who are who tune in to Facebook and who tune, especially when you're tuning in to those live streams. And I just want to let y'all know that the Stuart Fills has a movie coming out, which is a very historical film that deals with freedom of North Carolina. And it's a, and you need to tune in. You need to show support. We need to show support because this film, to me, is an extraordinary film. It's the way it's put together. You have the we have the actor as well as entrepreneur, Mr. Stuart Fills, and you get the opportunity to see him showcase his talent as far as his acting and the arrangement of the production is awesome. I mean, it's a must-see. It's a must-watch, and I just want everybody to know, please show support. And also the Bogotá's drink is excellent, Mr. Fills. I thank you for that. I'm trying to get people on board so they can actually get involved with the multi-level marketing concept that I'm about to discuss with you just at this moment. So if you can, because people right now like asking me, they're inquiring, how can I be a part of this multi-level marketing opportunity so that I can sell African products from Africa right in my home state in America. So could you elaborate more on that, Mr. Fills, and the other opportunities as well?
Yes, sir. And I appreciate that, Big Shot Reed. Y'all know Big Shot Reed, I met him through my page, Anointed Hands. I think he was in the comment section. And I'm the type of person, even though I have a big following, I'm very proactive with everybody that's a part of my page. So if you comment, I comment with you. I'm in the trenches because I'm a people's person. I don't consider myself no better than nobody else. I'm a regular person. So I met him through my page. But like he said, we have a movie called Freedom of North Carolina. We've been shooting this movie for over 2 years. It's been shot at, we're shooting it at a slave plantation here in here in Berkeley County called Hope Plantation. Hope Plantation been around since 1800. So we actually shooting this movie about freedom, about us running for our freedom, because we understood that we were something greater than slaves. It was something inside of us that made us knew this. So while we was enslaved, even though we was enslaved mentally, physically, we was never enslaved mentally. So we end up running for our freedom. This is one of the movies where there's no white savior. Don't a white person come and save us. We save ourselves, right? I know a lot of people are tired of slave movies, but we had the opportunity to tell our story here in North Carolina about Hope Plantation and some of the slave stories. So we actually get to bring their stories to light, right? As far as the multi-level marketing company, actually, what's his name, Mr. Johnson? He's the one that sparked the idea to me. Is that your name, sir? Say I said it right.
Robinson.
Mr. Robinson was the one who sparked the idea about actually trying to do a multi-level marketing company with the products that we're bringing from Africa. What I was initially trying to do was just trying to get people to wholesale. I said, you buy them from me wholesale, you sell them in the communities in which you stay. Because the more products that we sell, the more people we put to work in Africa in the villages. So then it's a win-win situation. That's what I'm looking at. I'm looking like the more products I sell, the more people I put to work in Africa. So that's how I'm looking at it. But through a multi-level marketing company, I realized that we can affect more people and at the same time get more products out and give people perks by actually buying the products and they can sell the products. But it's in this infancy stage. So when I was talking about it live, I was just asking people their thoughts. But I have actually been sitting down with my team, and I'm going to get back with Mr. Robinson, and we're going to actually sit down and do a groundwork and actually get this thing up and running. We got to come up with a name, and I'm already working on some of that stuff. So it's in its infancy stage yet, so it's going to take a little more time before I can actually bring it forth to the people. But it's the idea to get other people involved, because I'm not a selfish person. I look at us as one big family. So, like, the products that we get from Africa is all organic products, but I look at us as all one big family. So I can't be doing good if my brother doing bad right beside me. I have to at least give my brother the opportunity to be a part of what I'm doing. And that's all I'm trying to do. Like, with what we're doing with products that we bring back and forth from Africa to America. So we have hair products, Sophia hair and body products also, right? I'm doing so much, I don't even say everything. I got a credit restoration class that I'm teaching to help you fix your credit. I got a digital real estate class that I'm teaching to help you make money off digital real estate, right? It's just so much. I'm pulling so much that I just want to help my people, man. That's all I'm about is trying to help us, and I see us as one big family. So anything that I can do to help anybody else that I see that's trying to help themselves, let's do it, family, right? So the multi-level marketing, when I get it completely right, I'm going to come here and we're going to break it all down. But it's in its infancy stage right now, family.
Yeah, thank you, man. I really appreciate that. So for everybody that's listening, he's in the process of putting things together so as Mr. Gregory Hall says it, so that we can let's get it together and I would say work together. You know what I'm saying? So it's no big eyes, and no little U's. Teamwork makes the dream work, man. And to me, it's an inspiration, man. That's what we all about. We're here today, and we're here basically trying to develop. Well, I wouldn't say try. I would say that we are working together and developing strategies and methods that will cause us to work together so that we can help others, man. And that, to me, is very, very, very it's very important. And it's a great privilege and an honor to be a part of a movement that's taking place right now, man, because it proves that we can work together and we can put our differences aside and we can work together to help others, man. I don't know really right now. First of all, I want to apologize to everyone for me coming late, showing up late as I was, I'm out in the fields right now, and I'm actually, there was brothers who actually asked me to attend this ceremony. It's actually a networking young entrepreneur networking event / video that's taking place. So please excuse me for my late departure, my absence, pretty much. I'm pretty much like kind of late. So excuse me, and I apologize to you, Dr. Robinson, because I
No problem.
Yeah,
myself and Brother Fields. We're going to have some interesting things. We had some nice conversation, but we missed you. You know what I'm saying?
I thank you, man. I thank y'all, man. I thank y'all,
yeah,
man.
I want to also say, if I may, gentlemen, I want to have a newsflash. I want everybody to know that the former officer, Derek Chauvin from Minnesota, who killed George Floyd, was sentenced today to 22.5 years in prison. I don't know how people feel about that. I don't know where we're going with that, but that is a historical fact. I never known a police officer who killed a black person to get sentenced to anything, to my knowledge. But this killer, a promo officer, Derek Chauvin from Minnesota Police Department, has been sentenced to 22.5 years imprisonment. So just want to give that newsflash.
No, I think that's excellent, because we're talking about justice being served. But the question is, is there a good time that's the count? Like how do they do a good time? Because I know maybe 22 years may sound like a lot of time to a lot of people, But what people do not know is that when good time when good time is counted in certain states, 22 years is actually is not the actual 22 years that most people think. So it's like some people in some states, a person may get 25 years, but they actually will be doing 8 years. So is there anything that like brings to the public's attention of how time in his state is counted towards those 22 years?
I want to bring the man himself, the creator of Neo Nation, the creator of all this opportunities, the mastermind, the man with the plan, the man I can't get no more words to describe him. He's my brother. He's my friend. He's a genius. Dr. James W. Wimborn. We're going to bring him in. He has an answer.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
Oh, man.
Do you have an answer?
I was doing good until you said genius. Then I started wondering who you were actually talking about. But thank you. Listen, you know, to get into what we're talking about, I saw the verdict today. And it was a couple of things, not the verdict, but the sentence being announced. A couple of things that stood out to me was, number one, his mother, who had absolutely no remorse, did not apologize to the Floyd family at all. That was one thing. I was kind of concerned about that, and it just kind of, you know, showed me where we are, where we at in this country. And Brother Shah may be right. You know, he got 22 years. That don't mean he's going to do the whole 22. Then on the other hand, this is historic. That finally a cop that have just assassinated a black man is having some repercussion for his activities, for his actions. My personal feeling, there should be more, but I guess we take what we can get, but I don't think that it's really time to celebrate and or be happy, because there's still a whole lot more work that needs to be done. Because even as this trial was going on, police were continually killing black males, continually killing black people in the street. One of the things Saban said, because he spoke, he said he apologized to the Floyd family. But one of the things he said that stood out to me, I don't know if anyone saw it or not, maybe I can get some feedback on it, was he said to them was there was more information to come out down the line that they would need to know about. And I'm thinking to myself, what information, what else have not come out that they need to know about concerning the killing of their son? Was it organized? Was it called in? Was he following orders from a higher authority? Like, what the heck is he talking about? But that being said, we appreciate what progress that we made. I don't want people to get comfortable, because there's still a lot more work that need to be done.
Great. I want you to stay right where you at, because me and you got some things we're going to talk about going further and further and further into the Great Opportunities and Reparations Program. But we have with us our special guest, Mrs. Tiki Williams from Nationwide Housing Fair. She is doing something very unique, people. She's doing a Zoom, a webinar across 50 states. If you never bought a home, she has a program for you. If you bought some home, she got a program for you. If you got a whole bunch of homes and you're very wealthy, she got a program for you. She has a program that would fit the information for everybody. If you don't know what you can get pre-approved for, if you need more information, if you really want to understand what it is to own a home from A to Z, Mrs. Tiki Williams from Wazell Properties and the Nationwide Housing Fair tomorrow, June 26, 2021, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm going to bring Mrs. Tiki Williams in. Let's give her a nice hand. Come on, people.
Hello.
Mrs. Tiki Williams, it's just so good to have you on.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for allowing me to come and speak. It's such an honor and a privilege to do so. I hope everyone is having a great and blessed Friday. And as many may know or may not know, June is National Home Ownership Month. So June, we are looking to fire our landlords and become homeowners. So on this coming Saturday, the 26th, we are having a nationwide housing fair. And this will span everywhere from someone who's trying to purchase a home, the steps you need to take to purchase a home. If you are credit challenged, we have someone speaking about how we can help repair your credit and put you on a plan to be able to purchase your home. If you're needing assistance with down payment assistance, we have someone who's going to talk about that. If you're looking to rent to own, if you're looking for home modeling, we also have estate and probate. So even when you get your home, we want to make sure that you are protected. So we want to make sure that we protect that great asset. And then we also have things for investors, people that are landlords looking for assistance. And if you're unfortunately currently in pre-foreclosure, we have a program that's able to help you as well. And on top of that, we're offering pre-approval on the spot. So you can also work with a lender at that time to get pre-approved and see where you are to be able to purchase a home. So we're giving away some great prizes and gifts. We're giving away $2,000 to one person to help pay their rent or mortgage. We're giving away a 75-inch TV along with Amazon, Walmart gift cards, all kind of stuff. So this is going to be a great event that spans across all 50 states. It is virtual, so you can sit in the comfort of your own home and be able to view this event. We have different segments throughout the day that you'll be able to attend based upon what you would like to see. And so, yeah, this is just a great opportunity. And if you're looking, we do have a registration link for you guys to sign up on, and I will provide that to you right now, and then I'll provide it to you later on as well. So if you are interested in this housing fair, you can go to www.nationwidehousingfair.com/Tiki, T-I-K-I, last name Williams.
Great, great. I wanted to ask you, the presents that you're giving, the prizes that you're giving out, is that for people who engage, or that for people just called in to the webinar?
So that will be for people that are logged in to the webinar. It'll be almost like a Wheel of Fortune. So once you log in, your name will be put into like this Wheel of Fortune type of spin deal, you could say, and it'll spin around and it'll land on the person's name. So once you log into the seminar, you're in attendance and they know that you're there.
Great, great.
So as long as you log in, you're fine.
Great. Did I say your company name correctly, Wazell Properties?
Yes, it's Wazell Properties is my broker, and it is the real estate ladies that rock is actually hosting the event. I'm one of the sponsoring agents, and we're about 48,000 agents a part
wow.
of this group. Yes. So we span across all 50 states. So we have
wow.
a realtor, we have a lender, we have someone there to be able to assist you in any state.
Wow, great, great. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, all mics are open. If you'd like to ask any questions to Mrs. Tiki Williams concerning real estate, concerning the webinar tomorrow, your mics are open. Anyone like to ask a question pertaining to the webinar or real estate to Mrs. Tiki Williams? Don't all y'all jump at one time now.
All right, this is Greg Hall. I'd like to ask a question about credit. I think you had mentioned a figure in terms of like the minimal credit score that would be necessary in terms of being considered to buy a home. What was that figure again?
So that score is 580.
Okay.
So FHA will be able to approve you based on a 580 credit score. Now, I would encourage you to increase that credit score if you can, because it will also allow you to get a better interest rate and to keep your payment down. But if not, you can get in, you can do this. You can get the house, refinance, work on your credit, and refinance as well. So it's still a possibility for you to be able to attain a home at a 580 credit score with 3.5% down payment on the home.
Okay, one more question. What can you tell me a little bit about renting to own?
Yes, so there are different programs out there. Home Partners, Divi, what they'll do is that they will go and purchase a home. They pay cash. You rent the home from them, and then when you're ready to buy the home, they put you under contract to purchase.
Okay.
So it's renting. You know exactly your neighborhood. You know, you pick the house and say, hey, this is a house that I like. You go through their qualifiers, and then once you're ready to purchase, then you're able to purchase the home from them. But they will purchase
you,
it outright cash.
I want to ask you, any of that rental money goes towards down payment, closing, or anything like that?
So it depends on the program. It depends on the program. You will have to have down payment and closing, but you also are able to get down payment assistance. So depending on where your credit score is, in the state of Texas, you need to have a 620 credit score for down payment assistance. So just say, for example, you're at that 580. You know, you can work on improving. You can go ahead and do a rent-to-own. You can improve your credit score to 620, and then you can go ahead and apply for down payment assistance. So, you know, you can up your credit score within 6 months, 3 months, 6 months, and you could be owning that home in less than a year, depending on, you know, how you work on your credit. And it's a lot of determining factors, you know, if there's things that need to be removed or paid off, or you may just need to obtain some additional credit to help your credit profile grow.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
This is Dr. Wimborne. The lenders that you have that are funding the deals, the ones you just described is the FHA, you talked about the 580. Do you have lenders that can do investor financing, or let's say someone is interested in buying or selling or flipping properties, things of that nature? Do you have those lenders? Do you have any asset-based lending programs?
So there will be. We do have access to lenders that do offer hard money and private money as well. So there'll be different lenders that'll be on tomorrow. But if you're looking for that, yeah, we definitely can tune in to finding those type of lenders.
Okay, I have another question. This is Greg Hall. In terms of the range, and I'm sure it probably would vary from state to state, but the range that one could expect to, you know, have to pay for rent to own, would that be something that could be, you know, that a person could know about in advance, or is it like you have to just kind of play it by ear?
No, you definitely would know by in advance. So once you start the program, you know, they will look at, you know, where you are financially, your credit profile, and let you know what you're able to afford, and so that you will know exactly what type of home. So if you need to be in the 250 range, 275, 300, you would know that ahead of time. And you would know the payment terms.
And that would vary from state to state, though, right?
That probably would vary from state to state, yes.
Okay.
Because some of the partners may not be in every state.
Okay.
But there are definitely different programs. There's like several different programs out there, like Home Partners, Divi. Those are the two that come to mind. But there's like two other programs out there that are like that.
Do you have any program like that in the state of Georgia?
Georgia, let me look that up real quick. Let's see, because I believe Divi might be in Georgia. Give me just one hot second, and I will look that up for you. So they are in Atlanta. Yes, they are.
All right. Atlanta. Mm-hmm. That's where I'm at.
Okay. Exactly, yeah, so Divi is there. Oh, fabulous. Okay, yep, Divi is there. And it's called Divi Homes, D-I-V-V-Y, homes.com.
It's the program that you got. I'm sorry, very good. The program that you guys are running, is it similar to like NACA's program? Are you familiar with NACA?
Yes, with NACA. So no, NACA's totally different. NACA's a totally different program. That is a program that we do have here in Texas. Now, NACA is also another, you know, great program. They do offer a down payment assistance and I do believe closing costs assistance. And so that is another program that's available. You know, you do have to go through their steps of home buyer education and things of that nature. But, yeah, you're definitely able to obtain home ownership through NACA.
Oh, can I ask a question?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
All right, you know, due to the coronavirus and the economy that, you know, we're slowly getting out of this, how is the market for buying houses now? I hope I ain't asking a question that you already answered earlier and I didn't hear it.
No. Even if you did, it's okay.
Yeah, how is the market right now as far as with subprime loans and loans with housing right now? How is the market for houses? Is it a good time? Bad time, like, your house, the market?
The market right now is a seller's market, and so I'll explain what that is. We have more people wanting to buy than people are wanting to sell. And some of that is, a lot of that is because of the lumber. The builders are having to up their costs to build homes because they are behind on lumber due to the COVID-19. And so once they wrap up their production and we're able to get lumber prices down, you will see the level level out a little bit. We do have I'll speak about Texas because that's where I'm at. What we are seeing in this market is that we are seeing a lot of people coming from California, New York, where the cost of living is a lot higher. So they're coming here and they're kind of outbidding us regular people because, you know, they're selling their homes for, you know, $1.2 million and they're coming down here getting the same house for about $300,000 or $400,000, and they're paying over for that because they have that residual income to do so. If you're able to buy at this time, I say this is a good time because what I have seen in the last year is the growth. I've seen houses that were on the market last year, just a new construction. They were at $250,000 last year. I can go back out to that same subdivision today, and they're $350,000. So you are definitely seeing an increase in prices, but you're also seeing an increase in the equity of that home if you purchase it now. What I don't recommend doing is, and it just depends on your financial situation, is going $25,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 over the asking price. Personally, myself, I wouldn't do it because eventually the market will level itself out. If you come on a good deal, I say definitely jump on it and take it.
Well, you mentioned the market and the price of lumber because of COVID. What other residual effects have COVID had? I would imagine that with the economy doing what it did and so many states being shut down, that there's going to be an increase once moratoriums are over in foreclosure.
That is a potential.
Which will make a lot of more properties available for, let's say, investors as opposed to first-time homeowners. Even with first-time homeowners, if those properties have been foreclosed, that's a market for them also to probably find deals. What is your market reading there in the long haul state?
So that is another good market to be in. You know, if the government doesn't step in and do anything, you know, we will see an increase in foreclosure. It's the time to be prepared. I would say this is your time of preparation. You know, it's unfortunate if it does happen. I don't ever want to see anyone lose their home. But if it does, this is a time for us to be educated, to be in position, to be able to obtain those homes if and when that happens. Because a lot of times at this point, you want to be prepared in the pre-foreclosure state. So you're able to short sale. So you're able to go to that person and say, hey, Mr. So-and-so, I see that you're in foreclosure. I understand the situation. I'm here to help you. Because majority of people might have, this is not the same as 2008 and 2009 when people were truly upside down on their mortgages and unqualified people were buying homes. Well, these people normally have equity in their homes at this point. So this is the opportunity for the savvy investor to go and say, hey, I see that you have this amount of equity in your home. You know what? I'm able to, you know, let's make a deal. You know, I'll give you $25,000. I'll take, hey, $25,000. You know, you don't have this on your credit report because the last thing you want is to have a foreclosure on your credit report. So you really try to go and, you know, make spread a deal with the person to try to get them out of that financial situation. That's one. Number two, you could work with them. You know, they could, you could get the home from them. They could lease it from you and buy it back in a couple of years once they're in a better financial situation. So the savvy investor, you know, they're kind of working, putting their plan together now in the event that that does happen. And so if you are a regular first,
No, go right ahead. I'm sorry. Go right ahead.
Oh, and if you are a first-time home buyer, it's good to have an agent that kind of understands that type of market too, because guess what? I could do the same thing for my buyer. You know, I could go in and say, hey, you know, I have a client that's looking to do X, Y, and Z. And I know the other day, you know, we were talking about potentially buying the block. This could be another great avenue to do that, to keep the money within the community. Because it definitely, if we see that in our own community, we should be in our community being able to be the ones to buy these homes and not people outside of our community, you know, and we should be able to do that and be able to still help people in the process as well. But we'd have to, for one, be in position.
Great. I'm going to open up 929-303. You're on with Mrs. Tiki Williams. Are you there?
Greetings and blessings.
Greetings and blessings. You are with Mrs. Tiki Williams.
Mrs. Tiki, is very important that we have people like you exposing information and to empower our people, because we've been missed out for so long, and we need every help because we've been abused over a long period of time, keeping us out of these things that we try to aspire to a better living foundation. And it's good that we have our people in position now and have such an organization like you nationwide to help the people that's up and coming. Because the people who I was getting all the time now, we are in the opportunity to get the opportunities for our young people that need to see us in a better light. Why they're looking down on us and being rambling in the street, thinking that they don't have an opportunity to develop their ideas, because everybody, their peers in the school say that they're going home to their house, we are going home to the apartment, and we don't have no equity. So it's a great thing that you're doing, and I do appreciate you. And so we are seeking for a better understanding to let people know that what they're paying in rent, maybe they can join with the other people in the household and be able to develop new ideas of ownership from participation of the people who is involved with getting the information to propel the young people into a better living foundation, which that you will be showing them home ownership, where they can save their money as a group saving and be able to own. If there's no houses, we can build co-op apartments where that the young people own them from the time they're growing up and start working, to develop economic development that they can pay themselves going to college, and we need new ideas, because the ideas here that the people say, no, I can't buy no house. But if they join with two other people in the household, they can maybe do it. So as a joint task force in order to get the people in a better frame of mind and develop their ideas of how we can do programs like that with maybe one strong individual and two half-strong individuals can own housing. And we are the builders. Now is the time for us to propel the businesses in our community to be able to build at a good rate for our people. And so the economic development piece that's set with the new housing crisis, we need to get people like you that we can seek for development economically to develop ourselves and develop something that nobody else have, new ideas that the children can see. They have a better attitude than what's been done before. Because we people that have people graduating from school, my 16, 17-year-old son just graduated, and what he's talking about, he's saying that we have to change our ideas in developing the youth. And so put a youth concept in it, and sometimes we are just looking things to make money, but if we develop the youth, we'll make money forever. So we would like to introduce ourselves as a construction development company that have done things in the South Bronx and in the New York metropolitan area, where that we build housing very quickly and then get our rights from people tearing us off, not paying us right, so we leave behind the eight ball. So this important person that's on the line, we're giving you congratulations that you're doing something nationwide, because we don't want nobody to be shooting down our children and putting their neck on our head because they see that we're developing and they're not giving us no opportunity and killing us. So if they're not killing us one way, they're not paying us the right price to get things done, and there's many different ways why that we don't have the development that we used to have, because we used to develop Black Wall Street and other towns where we can do such a long period of time between then and now that we lose the concept of doing for ourselves. We are depending on other people to do for us, and they're looking short on us. So it's a great thing, but just get the other pieces together that we can develop our Black businesses together with what you have and put it in a focus of developing for us. Because nobody looking out, they want to keep business as the same, and it cannot remain the same after we see what they did to us. So thank you very much for your time out, but in the future, I'll be going on the bigger market to be able to work in different states and develop housing in the quick way. And we have a fireproof, waterproof, and bulletproof house that we're coming out with. And we need people to take heed, because the same thing cannot go on like before. So we that is in the building field for over 35 years that go up, come down. Sign jobs a million and they go bankrupt, because the bank people see that we're looking to develop something that's different. So they don't give us no opportunity. So we are very proud of young people and people, business people like you, to come out on the radio station and let the people know that you have a better foundation for them by getting them a mortgage. But we want to be able to build, that we can train the young people to build, because we build Washington, D.C., and we build areas. We have architects and engineers that 30 years ago when I was jumping into things, I trained them and tell them go to school and do engineers. Now they're coming back and looking up to me and asking me where I've been and what I can do to help them to set up business. So I'm very proud of you tonight to be on. Thank you very much.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you so much, brother. We appreciate that.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
I'm going to open up 718-35. If you want to respond to that, Mrs. Williams.
I just want to say thank you for those words of encouragement. I greatly appreciate that, and I agree 100% with you that we have to make sure that we pour back in to our people to help them grow. It's necessary. So thank you so much.
We're going to open up 718-350, 718-350. You're on with Mrs. Tiki Williams, real estate agent extraordinaire, and they have a webinar program tomorrow where you can take advantage of understanding and ascertaining real estate.
Yes, good evening, good thanks. It's Ronald A. Robinson. How is everyone this evening? There is a glut on the market of engineers and architects that are not working or say unemployed or underemployed. All right. And we're not they're taking other positions out of that or lower position. Even with their licenses, some of them are not able to function in full capacity because of the limited opportunity of work. And this has been going on for a long time. The major engineers and architects and general contractors were bidded out.
Right.
We're bidded out. You know, so
I just want you to know, brother, I know that Mrs. Tiki Williams can, you know, she has so many skills to answer so many questions, but she's basically on the sales side, and she's giving people opportunities to get into a webinar tomorrow, a national webinar, where they'll be discussing buying, selling, investing, selling properties. And so she's on the real estate side of the spectrum, and it's a tremendous opportunity tomorrow. So if you have any questions about buying a home, selling a home, getting into investments, that's the end that she's on. But I appreciate you brothers for making those points, because it's very important that we know, you know, in terms of opportunities for our people in different industries. Thank you so much. But you can go ahead and ask Mrs. Tiki Williams if you have anything concerning buying, selling, or getting to your own home.
All right, myself right now, no, but I would like to be on the like to join her on the webinar tomorrow.
Okay, yeah, please feel free to sign up. But I totally agree with you when it comes to our general contractors. You know, we have some of the here in Texas. I'm not sure where you're located, but we have D.R. Horton, New York. Okay, well, we have D.R. Horton, who is the largest and the oldest builder. And we have a lot of the other ones, Lanier and stuff. And it does take away from our small general contractors. And I know I'm trying to work with them so that we can find land here, because a lot of times people want custom build homes. They don't want the checkered box D.R. Horton home, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so I totally agree with you. And I would say working with a savvy agent to be able to find land that could help you build, if it's nothing but six or seven homes in a subdivision, that's a start. Because we can definitely, you know, help with that and be able to talk to landowners that, you know, you're able to. I just had a situation where someone's looking to buy some land, a contractor, so he can build, I think maybe about 10 homes. And so trying to work with him to find a local, somebody local with land who's willing to sell to not a D.R. Horton, not a Lanier or Castle Rock, not any of the majors, but some of our general contractors. So I understand that. And I totally agree. You know, we definitely want to try to make sure that we can open a door for you guys as well, and being able to get you an opportunity too, because we definitely need you guys as well.
Well, thank you. Be looking forward.
You're welcome.
Any more questions pertaining to the webinar tomorrow
Nationwide webinar, which is Mrs. Tiki Williams and several other people in the industry of selling, buying, and affordable homes. You want to know if you're mortgage qualified, if you want to get pre-qualified. You understand if you want to understand what it is to own a home, they're educating you tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and they're going to cover every aspect of home ownership. And, you know, it's a great opportunity to get educated. So if anybody else have any questions for Mrs. Tiki Williams. Don't all jump at one time. So, Ms. Tiki Williams, give us the way to contact you again.
Yes. So to sign up for the webinar for tomorrow, it will be www.nationwidehousingfair.com/Tiki Williams, which is T-I-K-I, and then last name Williams.
Any possible phone assessment, I mean phone access?
So for this one, it's all virtual. So it'll be like a Zoom conference. So you might be able to just to dial in without actually seeing the actual participants. But once
okay.
you register, you will get access. You'll get a link to be able to access the event.
Well, another thing I was saying is that a lot of people, as you say, and I know a lot of people, I'm in Connecticut and have an office in New York, and I know a lot of people are moving to Texas because they have a tremendous opportunity to get these big mansions for cheap, you know. And I just wonder if, if there's a number of people can contact you if they want to explore the opportunities in Texas as well.
Oh, absolutely. Let me give you my contact information. My phone number is 815-378-5101. And my email is Tiki, which is T-I-K-I, at thetikirealestate.com.
Okay, say that again, please.
So my email address is T-I-K-I at thetikirealestate.com, and all that's one word. Thetikirealestate.com is all one word.
And your number again as well?
Sure. It's 815-378-5101. And if you would like to text me, I can go ahead and I can also send my website and email address out to you guys as well.
Great, great. And if you want to get on the webinar tomorrow, you want the exact web address, you can text Mrs. Williams, and she will send you the link to register for tomorrow's webinar, which is going to happen in all 50 states. I'm so excited to be on it myself. And the time is from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Eastern Standard Time, New York City time, you know what I'm saying? So we want definitely everyone to be on that. Tiki, stay with us. And I just want to ask Dr. Winborn, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Great, great. Let's talk about, you know, reparations, the programs, and where we're going. And well, I'm so excited about the new things that are happening at the reparations program.
Well, I mean, listen, as you know, we put together this economic system for black people where we have come up with a program where we are doing our own self-reparation. We're going on reparation mission based on investments into something that we created called the National Negro Treasury. And so we want people to be a part and invest in ourselves and create these emissions of reparations where we're spreading money around and circulating it amongst our people and doing business and commerce amongst ourselves. We want everyone to, when you get a chance, go by, visit the website, I know we had a brother signed up today. And the website is www.myprojectneo.org. Myprojectneo.org. Go by, look and see what we're doing. Look at the reparation mission. Look at the reparation packages that you can participate and be a part of what we're doing. But certainly we have to find a way to come up with remedies for ourselves. We've come to understand that nobody's going to give us anything. We don't need for them to give us anything. We have and we circulate enough money that we would be the sixth largest nation. The problem is we just take it and give it to other people. Well, in our system, we circulate those funds amongst ourselves. So we want everyone to go by the website. Again, that's www.myprojectneo.org. Or give us a call at 888-UNN-CASH. That's 888-888. UNN for United Negro Nation, CASH, C-A-S-H. And get on board. Look and see what we're doing. You want to be a part of this. We believe that we can create a million black millionaires in our system, but it takes a village to pull everything together in our system. We want you to invest into the system. It's not get rich quick. It's not get rich overnight. But it's participating in a system that will create financial independence for you and your family. All right, so again, check it out. I'm going to give you the website one more time. That's www.myprojectneo.org.
Yes, and we want to remind everybody that this opportunity is so great. One, you guys can accumulate enough money so y'all can call Ms. Tiki Williams and have your down payment towards the new home. Hopefully y'all will stay in New York and Connecticut, but if y'all decide to go to Texas, that's all right with me. So we want you to remember that. And we also want to remind you that the Black Shark Tank is coming to the reparations program through the Black Business Billionaires Network Club. We're going to have several black businesses that have come together who did very well for themselves, and they're going to be investing in small mom-and-pop shops in the black community because we know most kids will get their first job from a community business. So we're going to support those businesses that support the community, and we're going to start it. We have a very liberal requirement in terms of you getting approved for loans from $10,000 to $250,000 based on your business proposal, executive summary, and your budget. So please, ma'am, sir, join my MY project, P-R-O-J-E-C-T, NEO, N-E-O, .O-R-G. Go there, get yourself plugged in. The reparations program, there's several packages from $8 to $1 million. You can join in, and we want you to join into that. And once you've done that, there's an application form to fill out and get your, if you have an existing business, get your business blacklisted on the reparations website. Get your business blacklisted. Go on there, fill out the application form for a loan, anywhere from $10,000 to $250,000, and also do not forget to join the reparations program as well. And if you do not have a business, you have a concept, you have, you know, what they call intellectual property, something you develop, and you want to get that recognized as well, please, ma'am, sir, go to the reparations website and request the Black Shark Tank to give, you know, fill out the application for a loan. We'll review it, and we'll get back to you as well. So we also want to remind you that the black farmers are hurting because Mr. Biden reneged on the subsidy for the black farmers. One of the ways for the black farmers to be subsidized is solar energy farms. So solar energy farms is going all through the South, and normally, like the other financing and subsidies, it got to the white farmers, and the black farmers got nothing out of the budget. And Biden said he would correct that and come up with a subsidy for them specifically, and that seems to be not the case right now. I'm saying to you, sir, you, ma'am, there's a website to correct that. Brother Ronald, Mr. Ronald Bathia of North Carolina, he knows this energy, solar energy for 30 years, this new energy, and go to that website, positive, P-O-S-I-T-I-V-E, change, C-H-A-N-G-E, pc.com and sign up the petition to let the government know that we want them to assist and subsidize and work with black farmers. It's so important, our black farmers, and all the years have been done. I am I'm a child of farmers, sharecropper son from South Carolina and North Carolina, and I know the importance of a farmer. I know the importance of when people were hungry and needy, my grandfather would make foods and vegetables available to them. I know what it is to have organic foods that we plant in the South as well. Everything according to its season and everything organic, and I want you to remember that, people, as well. We want you to go to that website, and we want you to sign the petition so we let the government know that we're all aware and we expect for them to do the right thing. And Mrs. Tiki Williams, give some good ideas to the people in a general statement about home ownership.
So home ownership is one of the keys to obtaining wealth, one of the fastest ways to do that, being able to obtain home ownership. Second, it's important for us to not forget about the people in our community. So when we're looking to reinvest, let's reinvest back into our community. Let's help to build the community up. As one of my coaches would say, let's go buy the block so that we can keep the block together. Home ownership is attainable. Don't let anyone tell you that you can't do it, because you can. You just need a plan. And all you need to do is trust the process and work the plan, and the plan will work for you. So don't ever, if one person tells you no, you go to the next person who will tell you yes. So don't take no for an answer. Keep pressing on, and you'll be able to obtain your home. You just have to get with the right people at the right time.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate you, and we want you to continue to come on. We have, you know, several programs in the week on this, on these radio stations and the shows, and we have several clients all over the world listening. So we'll definitely want to still, even after the webinar, we want you to come back on and continue to educate us and continue to connect the community with real estate ownership and business. Mr. Shalik Reed, tell us something and take us on home.
I just want to say thank y'all, all the viewers and all the listeners. Have a wonderful Friday. Place God first and place others second, and yourself last, man. And with that said, man, more love, love yourself, and let's love each other, and let's work together and make things happen, man, for a brighter tomorrow. And thank y'all for listening and tuning in to the broadcast. Thank you for coming out. Thank you.
And I want everybody to listen to one of the greatest pastors in the New York City area, Pastor Hezekiah Walker. He said that, hold on, my brother, hold on, my sister, because it's got to get better, because God is in control. I want y'all to listen to these words as we depart one from another. And come back next Friday to the Black Business Billionaires Network Club. We love you, and we hope you love us. We see you next week.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together. It's got to get better. All over the world, listen to these words. People come.
People go.
People
go.
Your life has been out of control.
You're confused.
But don't worry.
Don't worry. It will get better.
It's got to get
better.
gotta get better.